And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before. But who knows where or when?
Where or when? The song. Where, WBGO, when, now, who? Nellie Mackay. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing, Michael?
It's been a while.
I know. Far too long. What have you been up to?
Playing, you're waiting for a new record, and you have a new record.
Finally.
Sister Orchid.
Yes.
So the first question I have to ask is, I love the movie Brother Orchid. Is this any connection?
Oh, yes. Yes. It's one of my favorite movies. Yes. With Edward G. Robinson. It's a wonderful gangster redemption tale.
I actually started to write a musical version of it, the book for a musical of Brother Orchid, because I wanted to have a chorus of monks instead of a chorus of chorus girls.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Dancing in their cassocks and their...
Yes, yes. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. If you'd like to work on the music, I'd love to do that with you.
Well, I'm more the book writer. You do the music.
Okay, great. Let's put that together.
You travel this new album. You have these passages on the inside that the story you're telling, and it goes along with each of the songs, and they're all standards on this album. And it's fascinating because it's got this whole film noir kind of feeling too, of somebody on a lonely, dark road in California somewhere, usually.
Right, right.
You know, looking for a place to stop and shoot somebody.
Right, right.
You know.
It's true.
I'm curious about that. I mean, that's what inspired this album?
Oh, well, yes, certainly. And maybe no place feels more like home than the lonely highway, you know, and the night, you know, you're comforted by the absence of so-called civil society.
Well, that's the thing in the movie Brother Orchid, because they take him for a ride, shoot right. him, he falls down a thing, and he wakes up, and he's near a monastery. And next thing you know, the monastery takes him in, and in the end, this gangster becomes a monk, because that's real class.
At the end,
he realizes.
Right.
But that inspired all these songs. Like Willow Weep for me, what makes you want to sing a song like that?
Oh, well, it's beautiful, and those trees are very poetic. There's a line in Paul Gallico's Thomasina, the book, in which he describes the people going to the vet, and sometimes when they have to put their animal down. And the woman who puts her animal down is quite a big woman. And when she leaves, he writes a line that thin women have the bodies for weeping and woe, but a larger person of either sex, it's more comical. They don't really have the right figure for that kind of a lament. It becomes I'm not putting it right, but I think that that's the same with the willow tree, that it has the right figure for the kind of desolation of the heart that is the entire planet, which has pretty much existed through all of human history. I mean, animal history is pretty cruel too, but it's nothing on people.
Let's have that song, Willow, Weep for Me.
Willow, weep for me. Willow, weep for me. Bend your branches green along the stream that runs to sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lover's dream, lovely summer dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love is sin. To leave my heart a-breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light, so none may see me crying and sighing all alone. Weeping willow tree, weeping sympathy, bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend, O willow, and weep for me. Willow, weep for me. Willow, weep for me. Bend your branches green along the stream that runs to sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lover's dream, lovely summer dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned. To leave my heart a-breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light, so none may see me sighing and crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weeping sympathy, bend your branches ground along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend, oh willow, and weep for me. Oh, willow, 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 I love you. Arapa, willow, weep for me. Hey! I kind of screwed up the end a little bit.
No, no. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Nellie Mackay is with me at and on WBGO. You're doing a little of everything. Every time I've seen you now over the last 15 years or whatever it's been, you're always doing 10,000 things.
Oh, well, to lesser and lesser effect.
No. But I mean, you'll do something theatrical, then you'll do an album, then you'll do something musical, and then you'll put them together.
Right. So in other words, we're broke.
Oh, okay. Yes, you're right. But I mean, Three Penny Opera. I mean, that was just a terrific surprise for me.
Oh yeah, well it's so wonderful. It's a pity they cut the lines about banking.
especially from Bertolt Brecht, who said a lot about banking.
Yeah,
but why other thing? Have you not done other things, other shows? I expect you to show up in more musicals.
Oh well, I guess it isn't just up to me. But hey, I'm you can't say no to work because that's capitalism.
Well, when you were doing Old Hats.
Right.
It was just wonderful because the two of them, David Schneider and Bill Irwin, have worked together so many times that I've seen that show and other things that they've done.
Yeah.
But when they brought you in, you fit better than anybody else I've seen them work with musically.
Oh,
because you brought a whole other kind of whimsy and imagination, which is what they do.
Yeah, well, you got to give it back to them a little or they'll walk all over you.
Yes, you got to push them.
Yeah.
And yeah. You were a stand-up comedian at one point also. You've done other things away from the piano or the ukulele.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, more and more of that or what? Or is this whatever happens?
Sure, whatever happens. I think we're going to make this musical. But, you know, I was thinking with Willow, too, that, you know, there is the thing, I mean, of trees. They provide shelter, you know. They're so beautiful. They come from the earth. They reach to the sky. And yet, you know, they're also used for lynching. And I think that when you hear a song like that, it has a southern bent. And certainly when you go down certain streets down south, I mean, that's all I can think about, you know. There are just certain avenues. It seems as though it's a strange fruit, as though you're driving right through that song.
There's so much darkness in some of what you've written on your album, Sister Orchid, these little stories that you wrote, and each of the little stories connect to songs, and they're all standard songs. There's one passage in there I'd love to have you read.
Oh, yes. Already day is turning dark. Far off, a tractor rumbles. Grasshoppers alight and hop away, preparing for their nightly warble. Behind the wheel, the ombre sky turns blackened memory abiding. No movement save the roadside deer as peering possums sway.
I think peering possums remind me of Hoagy Carmichael and Lazy Bones, right?
They got a lot of personality, just like him. You know, he was one of the main inspirations for James Bond.
Hoagy Carmichael?
Uh-huh.
How do you figure that?
I don't know, but hey, you know, I mean, you can see it. You know, he's very hip. He doesn't try too hard.
Okay. Let's have that song. That's one of his best songs.
Lazy Bones, sleeping in the sun. How you expect to get your day's work done? Never get your day's work done. Sleeping in the noonday sun. Lazy Bones, sleeping in the shade. How you expect to get your cornmeal made? Never get your cornmeal made. Sleeping in the noonday shade. When taters need spraying, I bet you keep praying the bugs fall off of the vine. And when you go fishing, I bet you keep wishing the fish don't grab at your line. Lazy Bones, loafing through the day, how you expect to make a dime that way? Never make a dime that way. Never hear a word I say. You keep praying the bugs fall off of the vine. And when you go fishing, I bet you keep wishing the fish don't grab at your line. Lazy Bones, loafing through the day, how you expect to make a dime that way? Never make a dime that way. Well, looky here, never hear a word I say.
Nellie McKay is with me. That's from the new album, Sister Orchid. Bob Dura was the definition of hip. And so are you. He's somebody I think that you would have listened to.
Well, yeah, sure. Of course I've listened to him and worked with him and seen him quite a bit live, too. So it was a real treat to really get to know him. I knew him for about 2 decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we were saying before about the connection. You were just doing the Hoagy song the last time, but there's the Hoagy connection, too. There's something about Bob and Hoagy of a generation before, but still they're both from Mid-America.
Yeah.
And they're both very hip.
Yeah, yeah.
And very into jazz.
Well, but I mean, Middle America is more hip. I mean, I mentioned, you know, going out there for Bernie. I did Arkansas and I did Iowa. It was my first state. And it was the most radicals I've ever met in my life. I don't know what's really keeping me here, because I think, you know, what they say when the change is going to happen, when changes happen, they tend to happen from the small towns. You know, it's not the big cities, because all the wealth and power is concentrated in the cities along the coasts, you know. I that doesn't surprise me one bit. I mean, I really think, you know, there's so much truth in folk wisdom and country writing, and I would have loved to have been out there when Bob was playing in St. Louis. Was it in St. Louis they played the Crystal Palace?
Crystal Palace with, yeah, Fran Lannis lived in St. Louis. It's wonderful because there have been so many musicians and artists in so many ways and other things and Bernie Sanders and then some who have come into your life. And I mean, your music and the songs you write and everything, they come from your life.
Right.
And your life absorbs so much that's happening all around. You're involved in so many movements and fun things besides.
Right.
And it's sort of amazing to me.
Well, you know, the Small Day Tomorrow and the Lazy Bones, they both have to do with radical non-participation. I mean, I think Lazy Bones may be one of the greatest protest songs written of all time, because there is this idea that all the oppressed people, that they want to get in there. You know, they want what the oppressors had. And so everybody wants a place at the table. But I've completely rethought that. I don't want a place at that table. I think that table should be dismantled. And to aspire to that is to aspire to the sickness of the soul of the ruling class. And hey, there's some perks, but it's not worth it. You're not going to get where you want to go.
That's the conundrum,
yeah.
I suppose. Well, conundrums show up in your songs quite often, I think.
Right.
Let's have one of your songs.
In high school, it was cool to say you look funny. You're a retard dummy, a retarded dummy. Yeah, you suck out of luck, you know, Playboy bunny. Hee hee. So you laugh, it's a gas, they're right on the money. They're just being funny, hysterically funny. Yeah, I'm stupid, it's true, now can we be chummy? Maybe. But then it hits you, then it kicks you, then you realize you're not unique. And you ignore it, you implore it to let you get on through the week. Don't want to think about the schools in Bosnia. Don't want to think about food in Somalia. I don't need this, I don't see this. All I want is inner peace. Graduate, but too late. College will desert you. Soon they'll all desert you. Get your just desserts, you. All essays, MLA format, they'll convert you. Could they? So you try, it's like pie. Just get more alert, you. They'll not try to hurt you. Only you can hurt you. So you say, so you pray. They would not subvert you, would they? But then if you get, then it hit you, then you realize you're not unique. And you ignore it, you implore it, to let you turn the other cheek. Don't want to think about the new armed forces. Don't want to sing about no carriage horses. I don't need this, I don't see this. All I want is inner peace. Ah, 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 ah. Pretend it's the end. Ah, yes, I'm all grown now. Uh-huh, I'm at home now. Fool, you're never home now. Even this laugh will pass. Go answer your phone now. You'll see. See, I told you, you're old. Now you're all alone now. Look, my how I've grown now. Ain't you proud I'm grown now? Look, this head is all dead. See how much you've done now, you pussy. But then it hits you, then it kicks you, then you realize you're not unique. And you ignore it, you implore it, to let you find the arm you seek. Don't want to think about the fall elections. Don't want to sing about no vivisection. I don't need this, I don't see this. All I want is inner peace. Inner peace. Inner peace. Inner peace. Inner peace. Inner peace.
Nellie Mackay with me at WBGO. And what fascinates me about you, and I think it's unique about you, is that you've always seemed to be very young and very old at the same time. There's like an old soul that you're connected to so many things that are beyond time. And yet you're still very young. At the same time, you're very angry in some of your songs, and you're also one of the sweetest people I've ever met. Oh. And all those things jumble back and forth. It's extraordinary.
Well, you know, the bigger the front. And also, I was born bitter. We were poor but cheap. Well, I think, you know, how suppression gives words their power, that, you know, it's that it's the same, you know, that, you know, there are people that got more aggro in them, you know, when they get in fights on the subway. And I think it's a healthier way to be. You know, I don't know about you, but I have two modes, you know, sidle like a cat against someone's leg.
Yeah.
Or, you know, scratch their eyes out.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And the twist is sometimes you never know where it comes from. You know, why do you like this song, or why do you want to sing about that? Well, I want to hear you sing a Frank Zappa song.
Oh, great. Yes. Mr. America, walk on by your schools that do not teach. Mr. America, walk on by the minds that won't be reached. Mr. America, try to hide the emptiness that's you inside, when once you find that the way you lied and all the corny tricks you tried will not forestall the rising tide of hungry freaks, Daddy. They won't go for no more great Midwestern hardware store philosophy that turns away from those who aren't afraid to say what's on their minds. The left behinds of the great society. Supermarket dream. Mr. America, walk on by the liquor store supreme. Mr. America, try to hide the product of your savage pride, the useful minds that it denied. The day you shrugged and stepped aside, you saw their clothes and then you cried, those hungry freaks, Daddy. They won't go for no more great Midwestern hardware store philosophy that turns away from those who aren't afraid to say what's on their minds. The left behinds of the great society.
Nellie Mackay meets Frank Zappa on WBGO and meets me again. It's good to see you. Wonderful to be with you.
Oh, lovely to be here, Michael. Thank you.
And you're going on the road with Sister Orchid.
That's right, yes.
And then you're going to do something else, and then something else, and then something else, and then 14 other things at the same time.
We're going to do this Brother Orchid musical.
Good. Yes, yes, yes. And it should be called Class.
Yeah.
Or there should be a song called Class. That's the finale or something.
Yeah, like yeah. And it'll be done Jelly Roll Morton style with a diamond in your tooth.
There you go. There you go. In the meantime, would you do one more song for me? Just one of the songs from the album? You do My Romance as your prelude and your postlude.
Right, right.
So, I mean, is that something you're saying about this trip you're on this? Because this is really sort of about a trip, this album.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they have so many gizmos at Searsound, and so we were trying it with the different gizmos, and so it came up with two different treatments, and I suppose it did seem like it properly bookended the album. I think you can have romance with an idea. I mean, we still go all around this country, and it's so beautiful. And especially knocking doors, it's kind of, I mean, maybe this is hormones talking, but, you know, it's, you kind of, you just, everyone's just so beautiful. I never felt more romantic than during those Bernie days, you know, and I still do, because I think there are more people now that see through the lie, the corporate lie. It's just a lie put on the worst horror and cruelty of this earth, and we're seeing through it. There's a breakthrough happening that hasn't happened since the 60s, and that's great. I just hope it can keep happening.
Meanwhile, you keep happening.
No, oh, thanks.
Romantically.
Oh, yes.
Can we have a song? Can we have one more?
Yes. Let's just see. Should we do My Romance or Everything Happens?
Do My Romance.
My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no hideaway, no soft guitars. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. My romance doesn't need a thing but you.
Nellie Mackay, live and always lively. Thanks for bopping by.
Thanks so much for having us.